So, we say that we are what we eat.
Yeah.
So, how does our eating affect us in terms of this three-level model of the self as hardware, software, and user? Yeah. See, firstly, the food that we eat affects us biologically, not just in terms of determining our health, but also in terms of our disposition. That means, let's say at a simple level, if people take alcohol.
Yep.
Now alcohol doesn't just, it affects the way they think. They go into a alternative reality, an imaginary reality. So the physical and the mental are connected. What is the connection between the two? That our the emotions that we experience, the thoughts that we have, they are shaped by what stimuli we get physically. So when we drink, the soul is spiritual. Soul is not affected by that directly, but the soul's consciousness is currently channeled through the mind, through the body. So when we take in alcohol, at that time the chemical composition and the chemical functioning of the brain changes. That means the tool which the soul and the mind are using for functioning in this body, that tool gets affected. And that way our performance, you know, we may speak irrationally, we may act foolishly. Just as on a negative level, we can say that alcohol, which is like a food item, not exactly food, but it's an item that we're taking into our body that affects our, not just our health, but also our behavior. Similarly, in general, food affects our behavior. Now, how does this happen? At one level, it shapes the tool that we are using. And the Bhagavad Gita talks about three modes of material nature. So goodness, passion, ignorance, and it talks about foods also in the three modes. So certain food is in goodness, that means Ayu Sattva Bala Arogya Sukhavriti Vivardhana. So it is said that there are certain kinds of food which not only enhance our life, but they also bring joyfulness. Sukhapriti Vivardhana. So there are other kinds of food which are Dukkha Shoka Maya Pradaha. That means which increase disease, which increase agitation, which increase misery. So how does this happen? At one level, they just shape the tool which we are using. But when we talk about, say, sanctified food, when we take prasad, so this looks like food, but this is food which is offered to God. And by that offering to God, when that offering is done with a devotional intention, then we become, that food becomes spiritualized. So when this is spiritualized, it is not just a physical stimulus, it is not just a physical object. There is spiritual potency also associated with it. So that's why when we take this food, it not only nourishes our body, but it activates our spirituality. And with respect to the mind, see, the mind is in between matter and spirit. Mind is also material. So we could say that mind is between the physical and the spiritual. So it can be influenced in both ways. That means, say in a simple way, if I say that, if I look at some sight which agitates me, then the physical is affecting the mental. Now, if I stop looking at it, they say out of sight is out of the mind. So if I stop looking at it, the level of agitation that I get, that can decrease. It may not go away completely, but the physical also affects the mental. And on the other hand, say, if I see something which has agitated me, then I stop looking at it, and instead say, I take darshan of Krishna, I look at a beautiful picture of Krishna, I'm giving myself a spiritual stimulus. That also calms me down. So the mental can be affected in both ways, through the physical and through the spiritual. So when we take prasad, because the prasad itself is food which is healthy, nutritious, sattvic food, that also from down up we are affecting the mind. And because the prasad has been offered to Krishna, it has spiritual potency associated with it. So from bottom also it affects. And that's how the food shapes us. And over a period of time, if we take spiritualized food, if we take prasad, we'll find that our thinking is becoming more refined, more deeper, it's becoming purer. That's how it affects. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Nice question.